We are back. Final segment, Who's Talking, on this Wednesday night, October 21st. Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney. We're going to go to a call in a moment. But before we do that, Frank just has a quick point of clarification from the wrestling discussion we had earlier.
We've had a couple of callers ring us, and they were asking questions whether UVA would be down here in Richmond this year for any of a dual match or something. And I know there have been some rumbles on the river in the past and that kind of thing. This year it does not show up on the schedule. I do know that they wrestle North Carolina on January 22nd in Charlottesville, Virginia Tech in Charlottesville on the 23rd. So those are two of the biggest matches. So just want to make sure those listeners got that information.
Yeah, we will update that later on as we get more information from that standpoint. I believe our caller is named Greg. Greg, are you with us, and what is your question, sir?
I am calling from Kansas City. Frank knows who I am, and congratulations on a great show. Has there been any talk, guys, about throwing up a junk defense against Georgia Tech this week, maybe taking an inside and outside linebacker out and replacing them with two defensive backs, give them a little more speed and athleticism to counter that Georgia Tech attack?
Well, I'll let Frank address that more specifically, but we all know Al Groh. There's not much talk about anything leading up to the game. They do a pretty good job of keeping things relatively secret, so I don't know if they're planning on anything of that sort. We probably won't find out till Saturday afternoon, but Frank, what do you have to say?
You know, Greg, the press conferences and the phone conferences that I've heard this week, there's been a lot of discussion. Really, almost you'd think they're downplaying the game, but we know full well that everybody wearing orange and blue wants this game big time and to keep the streak rolling. Will Barker said today that Jameel is good to go, and he commented as far as the running backs, he said Rayshon and all the other backs will be in the rotation, although he did not address a question asked about Mikel Simpson, who's been out with this neck injury, and we're hoping Mikel is okay. As far as other players, we do know that Matt Conrath is out for this game. We'll get official notice tomorrow when the university releases their injury report. As for junk defenses or modified defenses, I suspect that Al Groh will come out with a variation of what he normally uses in his 3-4 in an effort to stop this one-dimensional team, because clearly watching Georgia Tech this year against North Carolina and then against Virginia Tech, all they do is run. They're going to run that option.
They throw the ball deep two or three times a game.
They try to catch you sneaking up with everybody. But one thing that I do like is I think Virginia is well-suited for this defensively because both Cook and Razai Dowling are big, tall cornerbacks, and they match up well with the tall wide receivers that Georgia Tech uses. As long as they don't get tricked on like a double move, hopefully Virginia will be blitzing or run blitzing quite a bit so somebody can get in Nesbitt's face so he doesn't have a chance to look up the field and hold the ball for any length of time if he does choose to throw.
Yeah, those cornerbacks become tacklers this weekend, not necessarily coverage people. I thought, you know, the game Saturday against Maryland, 9-3 at the half, my feeling was sitting there watching it, it was the most important upcoming 30 minutes of the season. There's a world of difference between being 3-3 and 2-4, and now all of a sudden you're 3-3. Georgia Tech becomes a huge game, and Virginia 2-0 in the league, and everybody's they're in first place, and first place is first place. But I think if the Cavs find a way to win this game Saturday, people will begin to start taking them seriously from the standpoint of being in contention for a divisional crown.
Greg, a question for you. I know that you bumped into former Wahoo Brendan Albert out there in Kansas City during the first week that you were out there. Do you want to tell our listeners quickly what that was like and any of the comments that he might have made to you?
Well, he was happy to see a fellow Wahoo. Those listening, I was transferred out here in February and saw him out here shortly after I arrived. And being a rookie, the two other guys that were with him made Brandon pay the tab for all of us, me included.
Well, you know, I'm not surprised that Brendan Albert would do something like that. What a great guy, a good Wahoo.
I told him I'd have to get him back, but, you know, he's in the middle of the season. I actually he's been hurt out here. But, hey, I'll let you guys go. I know you're against the clock. I want to tell you, I'm listening in from Omaha tonight, streaming on the Internet. It sounds great. Congratulations on a great show. And
Well, we thank you for calling in. And Frank Maloney, next week we have our repeat visitor, Sean Moore, on the show, along, as you mentioned earlier, tennis coach Brian Boland. So we look forward to next week. And before we close this week, let's thank our sponsors.
Jim and I are thrilled by the generous support from the following founding sponsors.
West End Orthopedic Clinic.
TGI Fridays of Richmond.
LeClaire Ryan Law Firm.
Janie Montgomery Scott's, John Maloney and Bill Jeter.
The Virginia Athletics Foundation.
TheSaber.com.
CapTech Ventures.
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist.
Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel.
Kelleher Heating and Air.
We will see you again next Wednesday night, hopefully to talk about a great victory over Georgia Tech. And Sean Moore and Brian Boland will be our guests. In the meantime, go Hoos.
Let's fill the stadium.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.
This is a special presentation exclusive to Sports Radio 910 WRNL AM Richmond, Virginia.